This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. You heard it here first. Asparagus is having an early season this year. The recent warm weather has farmers in the New York area harvesting weeks ahead of schedule. Greg Donaldson has been growing asparagus for 2 decades at Donaldson's Farm in Hackettstown, New Jersey. And he's here today to tell us about the delicate and odd vegetable for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Greg. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy. Glad to be here.
Asparagus has, I know I see it in the supermarket all year round, but it has a relatively short season, yes?
Yes, and it's about 8 weeks here in the Northeast.
So what's happening now?
Well, we're halfway through the harvest season, so we have another 4 weeks to go approximately, and all of it depends on the weather.
How did you get started growing asparagus?
When I was probably 14 years old, I got tired of getting, tools from my older brothers and my dad. I was the gopher, so I was looking to do something, on my own. And
Your family gave you a patch of ground and said,
yeah, pretty much.
Do something
I just,
with this.
Yeah, just said, I want to grow something. So they said, all right, it was probably the worst piece on the farm, but
And why asparagus?
I was already growing a few other things, and I was just looking for a little niche crop.
Now tell me the best way to choose asparagus. Do I want the really thin pencil-sized ones? Do I want the thicker ones?
Well, if you're getting asparagus that's grown locally, the thicker it is, the better. It's a whole different type of variety what most people are used to.
I always thought the thicker it was, the tougher it was.
Well, it's true when it's coming from countries afar that, it's been
Chile,
harvested.
Chile, California
Peru.
Even? Peru.
Even California, it's a little bit closer, but still it has to be harvested, days in advance. And you don't see fresh Jersey asparagus in the supermarkets often because it's not as widely grown. And a lot of it's are sold at farm stands, farm markets. But that type that we grow here in New Jersey.
What type is this?
It's the two varieties we call are Jersey Giant and Jersey Knight. And it was bred in New Jersey with help of Rutgers University. And it's really meant for this type of climate.
And how do you know as a farmer when they're ready to go?
We go by height, how tall it gets. But once it reaches that height, you cut it. We have an asparagus knife, and you cut it just below ground level.
Oh, so this is something hand done.
Oh,
this isn't anything with a big machine that you run down the row.
No, just all by hand.
Are they difficult to grow? You have to mound them up and...
Yeah, you have to plant them in a trench that's at least 8 inches deep. The spears that do grow out of the crown, it's just like a chunk of roots is what it looks like. Put that in the trench, and you just cover it with like a half inch of dirt on top, and then slowly you'll see the spears come up, but they're very thin, and they wouldn't be able to push through, 8 inches of soil. So you have to slowly cover it all summer long.
It's that delicate of a vegetable.
Oh, the first year.
Or as a plant,
yeah, it's
really.
So fine that it's probably the size of a lead of pencil. The first year.
So it's a perennial.
Yes. Yeah, the one field that we're still cutting from, we've had in the ground for 20 years.
What's the difference between green, white, and purple asparagus? Any taste difference?
Taste is quite a bit different. White asparagus is basically the green varieties that are grown under black plastic or under mulch. And
so it doesn't develop chlorophyll.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. And what's funny is the purple asparagus, once you boil it, it turns green anyway.
Oh, so it's just a marketing ploy.
Basically.
We can't talk about asparagus without covering what happens after you eat it. Is there any way to avoid that smell that's associated with it? And does that happen to everybody?
No. It was kind of funny. I researched it a little bit to find out exactly. I thought it happened to everybody.
So it's really based on genetics and individual person's tolerance and how they process
different.
It.
And it's kind really of funny. I never really realized that. So some people, when you joke about it, some people have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, Greg, thanks so much for coming in.
Great.
Greg Donaldson is a part of Donaldson's Farm in Hackettstown, New Jersey. To get his favorite recipe for marinated and chilled Jersey fresh asparagus and to learn more about the plant, go to our culture page at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.